Runner, Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner, here with the next episode in our podcast series. Today I'm going to talk about something that I hope you don't do, but most runners have done at one time or another. And it's have an excuse for why you didn't run or for some other reason related to your running. Now, running excuses really just don't fly. You know, if you have an excuse for something, it's basically the justification in your mind for not doing something. And so, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day. We're all super busy. But it's what you do within those 24 hours that's important. Now, one of the biggest excuses you hear for not getting your run in is, I don't have time. And that is the one thing that will actually just make the hair on the back of my neck stand up when I hear somebody say that. You know, we all have super busy lives. We work, we have housework, we take care of kids, fixing dinner. You know, sometimes we have two jobs. It can be overwhelming. But you know, if you make a commitment to your running, there are ways to get your running in your schedule. Now, I'm an early morning runner. For me, this works the best now. I love doing my run first thing in the morning. It gives me energy to deal with what I have to deal with the rest of the day. My schedule is super crazy, and morning running works for me. You know, my husband and I have a restaurant. I have an online retail business. I'm a writer. I take care of my elderly mom who lives an hour and a half away. That involves 2 days of my time. Leaving here, she lives an hour and a half away. I go to her house, do things for her, spend the night, and come back home. You know, we all have busy lives, but if you run, you need to be able to not use your time as an excuse. You need your running to be an excuse why you get so much done in the day. And you know, there's been times where I've had family members that have had surgery where I've had to have them at the hospital at 6 o'clock. I don't think twice about it. I get up at 4:30, get my run in, and then do what I need to do with my family. That way I know my run's done, plus I have the energy that I need to deal with the stress of the situation. Now, if you've never been an early morning runner, it may take you a week or two to get used to it. And it will happen. I didn't used to be a morning person, but you know, there are a lot of days now where I'm up at 5, don't even think twice about it. I'm just used to it. But you know, it really works well. If you're a stay-at-home mom or if you're a working mom, talk to your spouse and tell them that you want to get your run in before they leave for work in the morning. I'm sure they don't mind watching the kids while you do that. I know some mom groups where, you know, there are some moms that run or they have other things to do, like the mom's day out. Get involved with one of those. You can drop your kids there and go for your run. It's, you know, there's ways that you can get it done if you want to get it done. You can run at lunch. If you have a whole hour for lunch, it's a little easier to do. You can get a quick run in. You see runners running around downtown areas all the time. Now, I'll agree it's a little harder if you only have a half hour for lunch. So, you know, that might be I hate to use the word, but an excuse for not running at lunch. But if you can manage to run in the middle of the day, it gives you such an energy boost to get through the rest of your day. You know how you get that 2-3 o'clock slump sometimes? Doing something at lunch can really make you feel better. You may even want to run in the evening. Now, when I had a regular 9-to-5 job before life got really crazy, that's what I would do. I would take my running clothes with me to work, and I would run from where I worked, get my run in, got in the car, and got home, and then went home. That helped me relieve the stress of the day before I got home to my husband. He didn't need to see what all had gone on in my life that day. This gave me a chance to get it all out of my system. You know, you might want to just keep clothes in your car. If you do take your kids to like ball games or ball practice after work, have your clothes with you. Many a time you see parents that drop their kids for practice and then they go for a run. It's a great way to plan your time. The important thing is to plan to run and stick with it. Schedule your running time like it's an appointment. It's an appointment with yourself, and it's an appointment for your health. Put it in your day timer. Put it in your calendar on your phone. Just make sure that your running is that important to you. We're all super busy, so don't use that as an excuse. Now, another big excuse you hear for not getting your runs in, it's too cold, it's too windy, it's raining, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it. And in fact, yeah, it's too cold, I've used myself, not to not run, but to not run outside. Now, I hate cold weather. If it's 10 degrees and 30 mile an hour winds, I'm on my treadmill. And if you hate cold weather, or you hate extreme weather, or if you live in an area where it's icy and really not safe to run outside, I suggest you invest in a treadmill. They're not really that expensive. Or you might join a gym that has a treadmill. Personally, it's easier for me just to head downstairs on those days. If I had to get dressed and drive somewhere to run, probably wouldn't get done. Now, I have friends that are just the opposite. They pay for a gym membership, so they feel they have to use it. Whatever your situation is, have a treadmill where you can use it on those days where it is too cold, where it is too windy, blah, blah, blah. I do that. I'll admit it. Wintertime, I hate to run outside. But you know what? It's really funny, too, and I'm sure this has happened to you. First of all, they make all these really cool winter clothes now, and they will keep you warm. And I know this has happened to me more than once. If you can just get that first step outside, yeah, the first mile might be cold, but you know, you get your body temperature up. And then your run's not too bad. And when you get back in, oh, what a great feeling it is. Hey, I did that. You know, that may not work for everybody, but it does happen. But, you know, have a treadmill on hand. I don't mind telling people when it's a super windy, super cold day that I ran on my treadmill. I still ran. So don't let too cold or it's raining or anything like that. Don't let that be an excuse for not getting your run in. Now, there's another type of excuse that runners use, and you hear it a lot, especially if you've been running any races. And that's your excuses for having a bad race. I pulled a muscle. I was chafing. I must have overtrained. I went out too fast. The weather was bad. You know, there are so many excuses that you hear at the finish line of a race. But you know, the truth is, sometimes it's just a bad day. You know, you can have all the training in the world and it's just a bad biorhythm day. That happens. But you know, we daily runners and everyday runners are not the only ones that have our excuses for a bad race. There was a world-class runner that he held the American Marathon record for a while. I'm not really sure if he still does or not, but at the World Championships, he had a really bad performance. And you want to know what his excuse was? He had developed blisters because of the slow pace. Really? I mean, come on. He's an elite runner. He can control the pace. If the pace was too easy for him, you know, speed it up a little bit. The fact that his legs got too heavy at the slow pace just doesn't fly with me. You know, the slower you run, the heavier your legs are. Those were all his excuses. But you know, when you can control your own pace in a race, that doesn't really fly. Just admit it, you had a bad day. You hear elite runners do that all the time. That happens. You see runners pull up and not finish a race because of something that went wrong. You never know what's going to happen race day. But you know, it happens to all of us. And you know, then you hear the, and now I will admit that I have run a race as a training run, but I still try to go as fast as and as hard as I can. But you'll hear the, I was just using this race as a training run. That's why I didn't run very fast. Okay, you probably paid $50 or more for an entry fee. And it might be a race that you actually traveled out of town for. So don't tell people that that's a training run if you've done all that. You probably had a goal in mind. But you know, there's all kinds of excuses. You know, you went out too fast. You went out too slow. My shoelaces were too tight. I had to go to the bathroom. The mile markers were off. You know, you hear those all at the end of the race. And I kind of laugh. because, you know, we've all been there at the end of a race. But the truth, like I said, the truth is sometimes it just happens. And now the older I get, my times, it really doesn't bother me anymore. But I know there was times when I was younger that, you know, it really did bother me if my times weren't what I've expected. But it doesn't bother me anymore. And don't let it bother you. If you have a bad race, own up to it. You know, it happens. So those are some excuses that you hear when you're out running. Now, I don't know if you used any of those, but especially the I don't have time was one of the things that you used to say. I hope you've got that out of your vocabulary. There's probably as many running excuses as there are runners out there. But as I said in the beginning of this, excuses are just your justification for not doing something. So get them out of your head. Crap happens. I cleaned that up. I hope you appreciate that. But it does happen. There are bad runs, but you know, get out there and do them. That's all I can say. You know what I always say, run happy, and I mean that. Be happy with yourself as a runner. Be happy with what you've done. You might have just run the slowest race of your life, but you know what? You ran it. You were out there. And look how many people didn't even have the guts to get out there to try. So get those excuses out of your head. I hope that you all have a great day. I hope that you don't use any of these excuses anymore. And I really hope that you are satisfied with who you are as a runner. And as always, run happy.